You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. This is Life from Thunderbird Radio Health. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, no live band in studio. However, next week, next Thursday night, we will have playing live in studio Ira Hartley. So that's happening in a week's time. Please tune in next week if you are interested in hearing a live band played in studio. That's usually what we do here. It's been taking some of the bands that were supposed to play recently got sick. A lot of people got sick. I got sick, so I actually canceled a bunch of shows. But the year's here, 2025. We're going to get the live sets running next week with Ira Hartley. Tonight, though, I'm going to be playing just some music that has been pre-recorded or maybe previously recorded live, just like this first track I'm going to play. There used to be a band from Vancouver back in the 2000s called Kids These Days. They were five-piece from Vancouver, British Columbia, and they put out an album, and they play a bunch of shows around town, etc., etc. A lot of the members move on to other projects since then because the 2000s was 20 years ago. And the band, Kids These Days, actually just released, tomorrow, 9 p.m., basically at midnight tonight, they're releasing a new record of previously live performance. It's basically a 6 songs of some of the live performance. I'm not entirely sure which show, session this was from. I was told a month ago, but I think I've forgotten where the session was from. But in any case, there's a bunch of songs that was released. The record, this album is called Things You Buried, Kids These Days, brand new record, but of old stuff that was recorded a while back as a live performance. I'm going to play a track off this record. I'm going to play a song called About Every 12 Hours. Hopefully, I'm hearing a little bit buzz on the cable. Well, hopefully that goes. Hopefully that works out okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. This is Kids These Days on CITR 101.9 FM.
every idea. Keep it safe.
Somewhere you don't wanna be, but you can't. smile upon her pretty face was like a long lost dream. You can't rush time, don't let it pass you by. For the very last time, for I got to hold her hand for the very last time.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be swimming, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the program, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. You heard a few songs. I'll tell you what you just heard. You just heard October Man before the PSAs. October Man with a song called Can't Rush Time off the record There You Were. I play some Bells Clanging with the song Define Come Terribly Alive from the record Check Trajectory. Both of those record, the October Man one and the Bells Clanging one, came a couple years ago. The October Man one came out in 2023, and the Bells Clanging one is in 2020. They are the more recent projects from an act back in the days of Vancouver. Some of the members from the band Kids These Days start off the set with a brand new one, a brand new old live recording from a new album that the band just put out, or will be putting out in tomorrow. That's very confusing. I'll say it again. Kids These Days is an album called Things You Buried. I played a song from that called About Every 12 Hours. It's a live recording that they previously, that was never released, and they just released it. They will be releasing it tomorrow. Kids These Days. And yes, members of the band, Jason Starnes is in Bells Clanging, which I just played a song from. Mark Morissette, it's October Man. And there's also Jason Doik, writer, and Wop Josephson, the drummer from the band. So yes, kids these days started off the set. You're listening to CITR, CITR.ca. There is a show, or sorry, two shows. There's a festival of sorts happening from Unreal City. It's happening tomorrow and Saturday. So tomorrow is Friday and Saturday at the Russian Hall, which for the longest time until last night, I kept thinking that the Russian Hall was in Kitsilano. There is a hall thing on West 4th and Arbutus that I thought for the longest time was where this show is happening, because that place was the Russian Community Hall, I think, Community Center. So I just assumed that's where the show was happening, but no, it's not. Russian Hall is actually in Strathcona and at 600 Campbell Avenue. So yes, do not go to Kitsilano. Well, I mean, you can go there, but there won't be a show. I think they do comedies sometimes. So maybe there'll be a comedy show there on a Friday. Anyways, tons of acts playing. I am going to play a lot of music now from those bands playing at this festival, two-day festival, because I'm lazy and this is easy programming. And last week I didn't play a single song. Well, I played one song from one of these bands last week. So maybe I'll play another song from this band, or maybe I'll just skip that band. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to start off with the B-Bomb. They are originally from the UK and transplanted, or currently now in Vancouver. I think that's how that goes. And yeah, power pop band. Yes, playing Saturday at the Russian Hall that is east side of Vancouver. Big Blank Distraction is the track I'm going to play. That came out on two singles they released back in summer of last year. Let me get my ducks in a row. Here we go. This is Big Blank, a song called Big Blank Distraction. The band is called B-Bomb on 101.9 FM CITR.
We would like to welcome the people who know nothing and think they are better than us.
I'm up here and start a problem. I'm like perfect. If you wanna know what love is, well, you're gonna have to wait. It's an unexpected step to hear you mad in Mexico. Hey, just look at the pinwheels of someone who wants to blow. And I'm belching at the graveyard.
Looking for, you won't find it at school, you famous internet doofus.
Adult recreation and I'm losing every time. Hey, winning half the battle, so I'll take the other half. It's fine. There's the fashion friend and rich guys and no feminists again. Hey, it's me, I'm Steven Stang. I wanna hold your freaking hand. Now I'm dead, sell my krill vinyl to the
jugular. Well, the jugular of someone who looks a lot like me.
Happy to invite you, but you're gonna leave early.
Hey!
I'm fine with that, alright. It's not the break you seem to be.
That's not mojo at the dojo. There's no air conditioning. Hey!
Your part was made to take a chill pill for anxiety. I'm the Michael Phelps of eating at
hey!
North out of my
disappearing thing, a trimming happiness, get to see my day. lies, I believe in most, and because of reality, I believe in ghosts. Wrap your tongue around like I need time.
The Evelyn Salar Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Salar Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
Love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Dead Soft was a song called Brains Fried. It's a single they put out back in January of 2022. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. To play a bunch of songs, a lot of songs from acts, artists, bands that are playing at the Unreal City 2025 event festival at the Russian Hall. Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Avenue. It's happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, mix and match of bands. I didn't play the bands in order of their appearance. I just kind of try to put stuff that's closer together to get together. We'll see. So yeah, I play Dead Soft, Brains Fried. They're playing on, do I have the schedule? They're playing on Saturday. They're the closer. They're the closing band of the whole thing at 10:30. I played some La Lune. They are the closing band at 10:30 on Friday. Played a song called Disparity off the record Disparities, the title track from their latest recording that came out last year. I played a song from the band Cherry Pick called Dulled Eye that is from a music video they just put out on the YouTube. They don't have a record, I don't think. They have some songs out on the streaming services. So yeah, they're playing on Saturday at the Russian Hall. I played some NMA with a song called Listen to the Sea off the record Life in Reverse. That is the project, solo project of Tom Levitt. NMA, don't know what it stands for. I'm sure, I don't know, maybe it's nothing. What else did I play? I played Weak Knees. Weak Knees before NMA with a song called Giving Up on Me. That's just a single, new single that they put out this year, January 9th. That's today. Wait, but I think I saw this week when I was preparing for this thing. I don't know. Maybe it just came out. I don't know. I feel like I've seen this. It's fine. Maybe it's one of those previews that they released last week. Anyway, it's very new. Very new. Says on this Bandcamp page, released January 9th, 2025, which is today. Weak Knees, yeah, from Vancouver. They're playing, for sure. They're playing on Saturday, earlier in the day on this event. Mental Health, with a just before Weak Knees, they're playing. Yeah, they're also just playing before Weak Knees at the show at Russian Hall. Ritual Smiles off the record, Trying Hard Enough. That's an older record, 2017, I believe. Did I write it down? I don't know. I did, yeah, 2017. Mental Health from Vancouver. But yeah, that's from 2017. That's almost, what is it, like seven, 8 years ago. But band's still around, obviously, because they're playing a show. So good, maybe something new from them. Or maybe there's something new, I just couldn't find it. B-Bomb started off the set with a track that they put out pretty recently called Big Blank Distraction. I should mention that is a cover song from of a band called Cheek Face from Los Angeles. I don't know anything of them, but I just went on their website and they're playing shows in Canada. They're playing in Winnipeg, Manitoba, as they should, starting off their tour. There was a tour picture on the Instagram. Starts off in Winnipeg, Manitoba at Park Theater, January the 23rd. All the listeners of this program listening from Winnipeg, Manitoba, take notes. And then they are going to, they're playing Winnipeg and then Edmonton and then San Diego. So yeah, forget any other places. Just do Winnipeg and Edmonton. Two places you got to play. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm not done yet with this. What is it called? Unreal City Festival situation here. I'm going to play more songs because it's a lot of bands playing over two days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, like 14, 15. There are 15 bands playing. So I played a bunch of them. I'm going to continue on because what else am I going to do? I still got time on the show. This is from Vancouver, a band called Tall Mary, and they are, yeah, from Vancouver is Cold Kesson on baritone guitar, Jeff Pimpleton on guitar mixing, Bo Wallbridge on bass, Hugh Cornings on drums. Cole writes the music and the lyrics. Anyways, Ghosts Off a Flea is a song I'm going to play off the record called When Will I Find Something New, released on May of 2024. Tall Mary playing at the Unreal City Russian Hall Extravaganza on Friday at 9:30, just before La Lune. Yes, here you go.
She's pretty. sense of vision, less will the test. Be distracted by a 10-minute blaster, disillusioned by a factual life.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Confused, aka Julie B, aka Zigzag Stardust, aka the host of Musician. I would really love it if you could tune in every second Friday from 11 a.m. till noon and hear me turn the stuff that inspires me into weird audio improv. There's sound collages, there's local music, there's hot off the presses hit tracks, and it's waiting. It's for you. It's for us. It's made by us. So get at me, come on in, and stay inspired in the meantime.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. You heard in the last set a bunch of bands, artists who are performing at the Unreal City Festival that is happening this weekend at Russian Hall. The last band I played was Water Margin. I actually honestly never heard of them until today. Water Margin, looks like they have a new record that is coming out in February of this year, end of February. I played a song from that record. The record is going to be called Gleaming Curse, and I played a song called Plague Runner. And let's see here. It's recorded at Rain City Recorders. And on the record, it says Water Margin was Jordan, Jean-Michel, Armin, and Patrick. So I wonder if the band have changed members since then, because it was using it in past tense, because the album isn't out yet. But anyways. So they're playing at the Unreal City Festival on this Saturday. I played some aversions before that with a song called Wormhold, just a single that they put out last year. It's April of last year. I played some Worry Wart before that. I played that record actually last week. I played a different song, so that was the band that I mentioned I might play double. I played Pretty. The record is called Hail Mary Baby, and of course that record came out last year in October, pretty recent. So yeah, that's like three months ago. Worry Wart, local Vancouver favorites, started off the set with Tall Mary, Ghosts of a Flea is the name of the song that I played. As I mentioned, this is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Just gonna let you know that at 11 o'clock, Copy and Paste will be live. Stay tuned for that, 11 o'clock, following this program, Copy and Paste, DJ Autonomy, great show, I am sure. Until then, I'm going to play more music. There was a band in Vancouver called Movieland back in the 2010s. Around then, early 2010s, 2013, where they put out a record, and I played them on the show back in the days when the show was in, like 10 years ago, I guess, a lot. Movieland. However, unbeknownst to me, and I've since known, is that the word? I don't know what the word is. There's like a bunch of cassettes at a station. I'm at CITR now. We put all these old cassettes behind me, And there's actually, I think, I don't know, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, I actually noticed that there was a Movieland cassette amongst them. But it's not this version of Movieland that I known and love. Turns out there was a band that was called Movieland, also called Movieland, back in 1990. And they are a trio, three-piece, from Vancouver, and shoegaze band. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because this Movieland, the older, the 1990s Movieland, totally different band, re-released their record from, I guess, 1990, just a month ago, back in December of last year, which is last month. They released a record called Then and Now. It's a recording of a remaster or reissue, a collection of their recordings. So it's not like a particular album, but some of the songs that they have in the past. And apparently, this year, they're going to have new music coming out in 2025 on 604 Records. So that's that. So the band has come back from the dead. So, yeah. Whereas, like, the newer Movieland is currently on infinite hiatus. But some of the members of Movieland eventually moved on to, a lot of them became Supermoon, and then Supermoon is on hiatus now. It's moved on to other things. Anyways, a lot of talking. I'm going to actually play both Movieland for you. They're going to sound quite different, but hey, why not? I'm going to start off with the re-released of Then and Now, Movieland, circa 1990. This is from the record Then and Now. I'm going to play the song called Rant on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
No, they must have seen you.
I know that you're not too.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
We'll be right back.
band is called Mulch. I think that's how you say it. They're from Vancouver. They no longer exist. I saw their last show, was it last year? Yes, some at the Red Gate. I forgot which month it was, but I was at the show that they call it Quits. And the song I play, it was called Teacup Twirl, Still Sweating is the name of the record, which came out in 2023. Before that, I played a band called Mulch, but that band is from Montreal, Quebec. And the song I played, I'm not going to say the name because it's in French, and I don't even know what the first word means, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it. The album name is called Nuance Maximum. Anyways, the song is in French. They are from Montreal, Quebec, a French band. All the songs in that record has French titles and has French lyrics. But you can actually see they wrote the lyrics down on the Bandcamp page. That record came out last year, November. So there's a new one from the band. I don't know much about them. Only reason I did just recognize the band, the name, and decided to play them together. And the Montreal version of the band is a 4-piece, and the Vancouver one is a 3-piece, but no longer exist. Also, the songs that I choose to play are the same length, 2 minutes and 41 seconds. So that's how I pick what song to play. That's some inside baseball secret for you. Pool Girl. Before that, I had some Montreal stuff together. So Pool Girl, I played from Montreal with a song called Charity off the record I Can't Swim. That's a new one from them from December of last year. 5-piece band based in Montreal. Been around for 2 years. But yeah, I don't know too much about them. I think I played a track from the band before back in December, I think. But added to the list because Montreal band, I'm just going to put two of them together. Start off the set with two Movie Lands songs, but they're different bands. Even more confusing than the Mulch situation because both of them are from Vancouver. I played both of them existed back in the days and at some point no longer existed. But then one of them, the older one, is coming back from the dead. I played Movie Land circa 2013 with a song called Bad Hands. The album is called Blows Up. That's the one with Ellie singing. Ellie moved on to Supermoon and also in the band Megamall. Also in Yesterday's Man. Many, many things. And I also played on that set, started off with Movie Land, the 1990 version of them. They just released a record called Then and Now, which is a compilation of the songs from the 90s. But apparently there's going to be a new record called Now and Then that's coming out in this year with brand new songs. So you caught up with the world of Movie Land. The Movie Land 2013 was named for the Movie Land arcade that's on Granville Street. Doesn't exist anymore. I don't know about the Movie Land from 1990. Probably the same thing, right? Because that existed back in 1990. So that's my guess. And that is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Copy and Paste is coming up at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Next week, Ira Hartley will be live in studio at 9 p.m. Thursday. Tune in for that. I am done. Happy New Year, but I said that last week already, so happy again. All right.